Pierre Salinger, longtime journalist and press secretary to the late Presidents John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson, died yesterday of a heart attack. He was 79. Salinger was a print reporter in the 1950s when his investigations into Jimmy Hoffa brought him to the attention of Robert Kennedy. He hired him to work for a congressional committee on organized crime, then recommended him to be press secretary for his brother, John. Salinger became White House press secretary before he was 40. His youth and charm made him popular with the mostly male press corps. In a 1995 interview on NPR's Talk of the Nation, Salinger recounted a conversation with former President Clinton spokeswoman Dee Dee Myers.
I told her about the one time that in the White House I got a reporter coming into my office and saying, "Pierre, I've got some hot news." And I said, "Well, what's this hot news?" And he said, "Well, I'm hearing that President Kennedy has mistresses." I said, "Wait a minute. He's the President of the United States. He's got to work 15, 16, 17 hours a day. He's got to handle foreign policy. He's got to handle domestic policy. I mean, if he's got time for mistresses after that, what the hell difference does it make?" The guy laughed and walked out. But I said to Dee Dee Myers, "If you said that, you'd be fired in the next minute after you said it, because it's such a change in mentality since 1960 and 1990.
Salinger was presidential spokesman at a time when television was having its first dramatic influence on politics, and his humor played well, says Frank Mankiewicz. He was press secretary for Robert Kennedy, a past president of NPR and a longtime friend of Pierre Salinger's.
He was the genial, lighthearted explicator of the White House's views. When President Kennedy wanted to be dead serious, he did it himself.
Salinger ran the first live presidential press conference in 1961 and was present during Kennedy's handling of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Mankiewicz says he defined the role of White House spokesman in the modern age of broadcast media.
It was formal and austere before that, and relaxed and informal afterward. I mean, there he was with his cigar and taking things not too seriously. I think he was a pretty good model for the press secretaries who followed. I know when I was a press secretary to Robert Kennedy, I thought a lot about Pierre, and I admired the lines he laid down.
Explain them.
Well, that you're interpreting what someone else says. You're informing. You're not a stenographer, but on the other hand, you're not an analyst either.
After the White House, Salinger flirted briefly with politics, then became chief foreign correspondent for ABC News. After leaving ABC, Salinger's reputation was damaged when he asserted that TWA Flight 800 off Long Island had been hit by a stray Navy missile and that a previous airline crash was due to a Drug Enforcement Agency operation gone bad. Investigations showed otherwise. Salinger's mother was French. Always an ardent liberal, he moved to Provence 4 years ago to protest the election of George W. Bush. His wife says Pierre Salinger's wish was to be buried in Arlington National Cemetery.